Welcome to day one of the 40 days with Jesus. As we've started a preaching series on Sundays with Easter Sunday, today is day one of the 40 days, and I encourage you to take part in it each day by listening to the podcast and by reflecting on the story itself. Day one is a surprising encounter. Have you ever had an encounter with another person that changed your life? I guess you might have met many people throughout your life, but what about that day when you encountered Jesus? What happened on that day? Take some time just to think about that moment or that period of time when you suddenly began to be aware of Jesus and the impact that he would make in your life. We've just come through Easter when we've just reflected on his death and his resurrection. Powerful moments that become real for each one of us in different ways as we meet him, perhaps on our own, perhaps in a large gathering, perhaps through a sermon, perhaps through a song, perhaps through just reading the Bible. When was your encounter with Jesus, and what difference did that make? Of course, we know that ever since that first Easter day, that resurrection day, billions of people have had an encounter with Jesus. And during these 40 days, we're going to be looking at the physical appearances of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels, the stories of Jesus written by Mark, Matthew, Luke and John, and the power of his Holy Spirit to come upon people in particular ways to transform their lives. If you've got your Bibles, you might want to turn to John chapter 20. And in verse 1, we read about a person, the first person who looked into the tomb, the first person who met the risen Jesus, and that's Mary Magdalene. A really surprising encounter on that first day. The first witness of the empty tomb and the first human being to see Jesus alive again. Now you might want to just have a look through the Gospels to have a look at the life of Mary and the encounter she had with Jesus. Take some time to do that. But the fact that Mary was the first to witness the empty tomb and then shortly afterwards the first to encounter the risen Jesus is very surprising but also very significant. In a male-dominated culture, when the presence of female witnesses would have not been accepted in court, it is very significant that the woman and the group of women that other gospel writers talk about were the first witnesses of resurrection. In the early church and the gospel writers, if they'd wanted to make up the story of the resurrection, doubtful that they would have had the women there first. To be recorded this way is good evidence that it actually happened. So why was Mary first? I guess simply because she got there first. She was clearly so devoted to Jesus and so affected by his death on the cross that at the earliest opportunity, after the Sabbath, she got up to visit the tomb. And then as we shall see later, having witnessed the empty tomb, she was determined to find where Jesus was, in contrast to the male disciples that day who just simply went home. Although Jesus eventually took the initiative and appeared to her, it seems as if this is in direct response to her loving and persistent seeking of him. So at the start of this study, it's right that we begin with the right attitude, just like Mary, to be people who want to seek, pursue the risen Jesus, who come as seekers again, no matter how long ago that first encounter was. So whether you are a new believer, whether you're a follower of Jesus who's struggling during this particular crisis at the moment, or whether your faith and trust in him has never wavered, I want you to know this today. Jesus really is alive, and he's longing to meet with you today. Let me pray. Jesus, I realize that by asking about the implications of the resurrection for my life, I've got to be prepared to hear the answer. I cannot be the same, and I don't want to be. I long to know you and to meet with you. Take me on a journey over these next 40 days. Help me to be brave enough to respond to the things that you are wanting to tell me each day. Breathe your life into any part of me that is currently lifeless or lacking in energy and spirit, and then move me forward by the power of your spirit in ways that only you can. In the name of the risen Jesus, I pray this in faith. Amen. Why don't you take a bit of time now to ponder these questions? Are you convinced of the resurrection of Jesus? What difference would it make to your life and to the world at large if it were really true? And what is your response to the idea that the risen Jesus wants to meet with you? In what ways would you like to meet with Jesus over the next 40 days? And then take a bit of time to reflect on when you've encountered the presence of the living Jesus before. How did that impact you? What difference did it make? And as you reflect, perhaps it's time to give thanks to the one who is for you and the one who is with you today. God bless you. We'll put out another podcast tomorrow on day 2 of 40 days. I hope you'll take this journey with me and with the rest of the church who are doing it right now. God bless you.